Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton today, Bill?
An incredible purchase of Better Times, Steve found on the World Wide Web and had these delivered to Creighton, which is incredible. It's Wheels Wednesday. Wheels Wednesday. And with every deposit or every new loan, you get a free Fuzz Buster radar detector. The old school. Remember the one that be on people on people's dashes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Beep, beep, yep. Beep, yep. Beep, beep. Oh,
slow down.
It was incredible.
Better slow down,
Dad. It was incredible. And then that they were portable. So if you're going on a trip, someone bring one with them. You got one? My uncle's got one.
Better Times.
This is Better Times.
Fuzzbuster.
They're called Fuzzbusters. That's what it was. And it was to beat the system. It's to beat radar. Yep. That was the whole thing.
And it did.
Now it comes up on like your Waze app that there's a policeman 2 miles away from you. Like
shows
that.
Him.
Shows him where they're at. Like that. I don't like that. This is old school.
Old school.
And then
on your dash, right?
So no matter what, if the speed limit was 60, and you were driving 60, and you heard the beep, 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 you slowed down.
Yep.
Automatically, you just slowed down. Your foot went to the brake immediately. And Shin Daddy has brought in 244 of those today.
How did he find them?
Found online, the World Wide Web.
He's talented.
So these were all built in 1982. They were built in 1982. Back in the
little advanced Fuzzbusters.
A little advanced, but that was a big deal. If you went on a long trip, it's like getting a Fuzzbuster.
That was a Fuzzbuster.
And yeah, and also if you got pulled over, hey, put that away. It was contraband. It was illegal.
God, he's got how many of them?
244.
Yes.
You get one for going in.
That's
amazing.
Just amazing.
He's just handing you a gift.
Yes.
He probably explains it.
He tells you
maybe
how to
use
it.
Maybe he has a brochure.
It. Remember, you had to plug it into your lighter.
Yep.
That was what was incredible about it, too. And it was portable. You could still go from car to car, Jake. Jake, have you ever seen one of these?
I'm aware of what they are. I don't know if I've ever seen one before.
Your
personally.
Dad could chime in.
Yes.
A Fuzzbuster?
Yes.
Think he had one?
Yeah.
Probably did. It was a bold move, too. You had to buy it. I was always like, you got to get one? Yeah, I know. Don't tell anybody. It was you kind of kept it on the DL.
Yeah. It wasn't something you advertised.
Yeah, you didn't advertise a lot. It was a big deal if you had one. And you really thought you could beat the system. Don't know if they actually worked or they didn't.
Well, LB in Minden says, my dad still has one and he takes it on every trip he goes
that's
on. Still has.
That's incredible.
In the year 2025.
That's incredible.
He has a Fuzzbuster still.
Jake, it was very cumbersome too. And there was no place, like now, you know, people have a deal, like if you go like, was it Uber or different people have, you can just mount your phone, right?
Right, okay.
And that's you can mount your phone. There was no mounting system for these. They were just on your dash. They were just on your dash randomly. There was no mounting system. You plugged it into your lighter and you put it on your dash. Anything else, Jake?
Kevin in Waukee says, isn't it funny they were called Fuzzbusters versus radar detectors?
Yeah. Okay.
They might have been called radar detectors, but everybody called them
Fuzzbusters. Fuzzbusters is what
that's like the trademark. It wasn't the trademark name, but officially, but that's what you called them.
Yeah.
Fuzzbusters.
If you're going all of a sudden, hey, we're going to Kansas, so you two guys are driving down for the Cincinnati game like that. Someone would say, hey, you have a Fuzzbuster?
Yeah. Fuzz
I got a Fuzzbuster. I'll grab mine. I got one. I'll throw it in the car real quick. And then you were in charge of it.
Yeah.
Someone says, back in the day when the speed limit was only 55, the Fuzzbuster was very important.
Yeah.
55.
55. Mm. Tell you what, when you're driving, so in Canada, speed limit's way lower.
It is?
And it freaks you out.
Is it lower?
Oh, it's way lower. And it freaks, because first of all, you're coming off of, I think, North Dakota and South Dakota, where the speed limit's 80. On the interstate.
And that's
all of a sudden, and all of a sudden, you get there, and all of a sudden, you're driving. You know what it feels like to drive 55 miles an hour?
After going 80, especially?
It's insane.
Slow.
Yeah, it's insane.
Very slow.
Fuzzbusters.
My dad did not have a Fuzzbuster, he said.
Oh, your dad's listening.
Yeah, good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Dad.
Didn't have a Fuzzbuster.
God, that's nice that you're... Does your family? My family doesn't listen. Or my sister, I think.
You have a lot of family members. Don't
Patrinka
try that one.
Patrinka is basically family.
Patrinka is family.
She's family.
Yes,
you have family.
She listens. Yes,
Patrinka.
Yes, my family.
Kathy definitely listens. Oh, and Ron listens for sure. Yeah.
See, they're listening then.
Yeah, Ron listens. Big Wolverines fan. Yeah. Fuzzbusters. Yeah. Shinji's handing a gift to you as you walk in.
The first,
that's really nice.
That's
that
it.
Really,
that's
nice.
All there is to it. Just get a gift.
That's really nice. Like. Think about just going to a bank, the man or the owner, is he the owner, you'd say?
He's the man in charge. Yeah,
and he's just handing you a gift.
God. That's why you go to Midwest Bank.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I got in someone's car right now and we started driving and all of a sudden you saw it. And also, Jake, it's got these little lights that kind of light up. There's like, was it five of them, Steve?
Yep.
And it would kind of like, it'd be like, it'd only be like on one with nothing. But when it would also, when it started to make its noise or it is alert, it'd go up, the lights would start going too. And then the person driving right away, slow down!
Yep.
Slow down!
Yeah, you know.
It was immediately. No matter what, you hit the brakes. No matter what, you hit a dopamine rush. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something.
It was.
Someone had a Suburban that had one built in, and a Suburban.
A built-in Fuzzbuster. What would that be?
Better times.
Way better times. God. Yeah. We don't have someone just telling you, hey, there's a policeman up there 2.4 miles. You had to roll with it.
Thank you to Shindaddy for
providing
us the Fuzzbusters at Midwest Bank and Creighton
today.
Thank
you, Shindy.
Sponsors of Hour 2.
Wheels Wednesday.
464-5685. Call or text, as always. Our friends at CBS Sports have done it again. They made a list. That was interesting. They had the college football players with the most to prove in fall camp. Carson Beck at Miami is a clear one. That's pretty obvious.
Carson Beck.
Coming from Georgia, of course, replacing Cam Ward, who is the first overall pick and a start for the Titans this year. So, yes, big shoes to fill there. They also list Keon Keeley, an edge rusher at Alabama, Harold Perkins, linebacker at LSU, along with Malik Benson, receiver, and the general BYU quarterback room. So that's on a national look of players in groups that have a lot to prove. Is there something, Sip, that you look at for Nebraska that is a player with a lot to prove?
Yeah.
There's players.
There's two transfers that come to mind.
Elijah Pritchett.
He has a lot to prove, and he's a high-profile transfer. You know, I don't know what he's making, but it's a lot. He's making a lot of money. They're expecting him to start. He wouldn't be here if he had a great run at Alabama. He's got a ton of potential. Everybody says that. His ceiling's super high, but you want to see the ceiling. You know, you want to see him move toward the ceiling. Pritchett's an easy one. He has a lot to prove, for sure. And then I'd say it's a similar conversation, a little older, or an older player on defense, is McCullough. Deshaun McCullough. He's had a good career at Indiana and Oklahoma, but not great. He wants to be great. So, he's got a year to prove himself. After that's hard. But those two guys, to me, it's kind of easy. They have a lot. Both of them have a lot to prove. And Pritchett's got a couple of years to go. But McCullough, it's got to be now. It's got to be now.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
So those are the guys. I don't know who I'd say else. Would you say Dylan?
I wouldn't say has the prove.
Not really. Not really.
I mean, the prove part of that's. And there's a lot of. What was that? That's a hard statement.
It is. That's why it's hard.
Yeah. Do they need less people? Need to play better. Need to do this. Need to prove.
That's a tough thing to say. Yeah. That's why I. But those two guys, I said they do.
So to prove, are you basically putting yourself in? They have a name, but they have not. But it doesn't match up.
Clearly, have a lot of potential.
Yeah. But have not matched up with anything on the field. That's the prove.
Yeah, I think Pritchett's an obvious one. If he was playing well at Alabama, he'd still be at Alabama, right? Now he was a high profile recruit.
Sorry to interrupt.
And he's a left tackle too, by the way.
I think there's a lot with this with the. It goes back to the staff because it's been made very clear that there's a lot of money in Pritchett.
Oh, that's what I mean.
So if let's just say for some reason he's not the starter, then the first thing you would say is not bad because that means somebody's playing better than him. Okay, that's not a bad thing. But when you invested the money,
right.
that's a different deal now.
Uh-huh.
When the money has been invested,
you got to answer to your superiors at that point a little bit. I think.
Yeah,
what are we paying that guy who's not playing?
Yeah, we got. That's the one, and that also is a thing that comes up with being a fundraising. Back in the day of the fundraising of 1890, because now you have a little bit of your own personal, personal touch in the game. Like, because someone goes. I donated money to 1890. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons was because we had to have certain players that we had to get. He was a must get. Agreed?
100%.
He was a must get. So if you have a must get, that puts pressure on you.
And you're paying $1 million to him or so. Oh. You can say that. That's what we're talking about. He's a left tackle. It came from Alabama. Yeah. He's in the Power Four. He's in the $1 million range. There's no doubt about it.
Every place. That's just not Nebraska.
That's not just Nebraska.
No,
that's
every place. But if you have one... Now where it's going to be, because when you go to, there's conversations behind the scene of like, if we get this guy, we need this guy. This is the guy we have to have. Then all of a sudden you go out there against Cincinnati and he's not out there.
And he's healthy.
And you're going like, now hang on now. That was one.
Were we paying that guy?
Yeah. 100%. That's not Nebraska. It's across the board.
No, it's across the board.
But it will. That was one thing. That's a hard one.
I know it is. You're right. It's something that we don't talk about that much because it's still very new, but I have to think that there's conversations like that all over the country between a coach and an AD. If you're paying a guy $1 million, he's not playing, then the AD might say, "Hey, let's not have this happen very often where we're spending $1 million on a guy who's not playing. That's a lot of money."
Could you say the same about Williams Wanieri from
Missouri coming in?
No, not as much. I don't
think he was a highly ranked player coming out of high school to Missouri.
It's similar. It's kind of
not on the Mount Rushmore, but he's
the proven player.
But he's on the next wave of that.
But guys, like when we were talking about guys that you're,
I think Jake's right on it.
Kind of.
I think it's getting year
two
out here.
Year two, 5-star.
Yeah. He was a 5-star.
Year two.
I mean, I'm looking at his
okay. Not quite as in that category as Pritchett.
But if you back it up and you say, so how many 5-stars are on the team right now?
I don't know.
Probably just two, right?
Maybe a couple.
Dylan was a 5-star, right?
Dylan, Munary. I don't know if Pritchett was a 5.
Williams was a consensus 5-star. So across all platforms.
So if you have a consensus 5-star, he's 100% on.
I don't know.
He was the number one edge rusher in the country from on three heading into his.
I don't know why I'm as light on him.
Yeah, that's a 100%.
Number 7 overall recruit in that class.
Number 7 overall. One rush, number one edge rusher, 100%. And he's a sophomore. Not to prove as a freshman.
Yeah,
still young.
Year two.
Yeah, that's why I'm not quite as heavy on that one as I am the other two. McCall is a senior. I mean, and he has a lot of potential, and he's had a decent career, but not a great.
Well, you have a better feel for this. Also, I'm just going to assume 5-star came here.
Who's this? Are you back to Winery?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be very highly paid also.
Oh, yes.
So, same thing.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Oh, he's paid. Yeah.
I think he's on that.
Yeah. He's probably, I could maybe put him third. So, this is sort of a transfer discussion because you could almost say Spindler's the same way, Rocco.
Rocco, yep.
If he was a starter at Notre Dame, he'd still be there. He wasn't going to be a starter.
This is the runner-up last year. Mm-hmm. They played in the national championship game.
I don't know that he's got a lot to prove. Kind of does, I guess. But I think it's more Pritchett than anybody. But as far as paying players and having expectations, like, oh, Sean Mathis, you weren't paying him $1 million, but you're paying him a lot. And you expected a lot because you went and targeted him.
Yep.
And you want him to play well. Mm-hmm. Now, he was an older player, so it was a little different conversation than
age definitely was different.
Yeah,
1 year guy, you really expect.
Yeah, you got to have him.
If you go get a position like that, a pass rusher in his final year of eligibility,
and then
you're expecting a lot.
Yeah, and if he's sitting or not playing much, that's a bad look.
This comes back to transfers. These guys are expected to play immediately. You get them for immediate needs. Whereas high school kids, you want them to play, but you understand they might take a year or two to develop.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a guy from the portal to sit for a year. That's why these
generally
guys are
not.
That's all going to be most approved.
Generally not, especially the old. I mean, especially the older ones. You know, and Marquise Watson Trent. Why don't I say it about him? I don't know why I don't. I don't. I mean, he's going to play a lot. I don't think he has as much to prove as someone like Pritchett.
He's been a defensive player of the year in his own conference already.
Yeah,
he's already had a good career.
Yeah,
he's going up a level now.
Yeah, that's probably why. That's good. That's a good point.
I'd be shocked if he doesn't have a really good season.
Marquise Watson.
Guys that play up. I like the guys that play up. And then did very well with where they were.
Yeah, he was a machine. I just don't know how I don't know where they're – I don't know how it's going to look at linebacker. I haven't figured that out. Where he fits in, if he's a starter or just on the edge of starting. I mean, you're talking about Javon Wright. You're talking about Vincent Shavers. You're talking about McGahee, McCullough. So I don't know. I don't know how that all looks when it comes down to it. We'll just have to see. We'll have to see
how it'll play out.
There you go, Jake.
There's our players to prove. We got three guys, mostly all transfers there. Before I get to break, Bill, I know it was Mardi Gras two nights ago. Was it Mardi
again
Gras
last night with a detailed conversation with our neighbors about the lights as we observe them from a distance. But yes, there was a detailed conversation.
You were
last
talking
night.
To your neighbors?
Yes.
Was it LaRue?
No, it was not LaRue. LaRue was not out last LaRue. Night. But there was a discussion, and I took Sugar for a late walk, I mean, past dusk, and there were several of the lights on, and you could just tell Sugar was at ease.
Really?
Knowing that there was just, oh, look at that. We have a nice lights coming up here about four houses up.
Oh, really?
Changes your mood. And then getting a chance, like I said, when you're walking from four blocks away and you can see your own house, like, that just makes me happy.
Jeez.
It's a game changer. It's a life changer. Maybe one of the most important things that ever happened in my life was getting those lights put up. And Laura controls them from her phone. That's what we like. But the reason we get Mardi Gras quite a bit is a little bit
because
it's our auto right now. Yeah. So no matter what, it goes to that. So sometimes we just don't change it. And so that's always the situation. But I told you, if we have it on just straight white at full volume, it lights up the entire block.
Cool.
Yeah, it lights up. It's too much. You got to kind of tame it down a little bit.
Tame it down,
I've
Laura.
I've kept mine the patriotic ones the entire month of July. Red, white, nice. Blue. The whole month. Now it's time for a change, maybe to change it up. But
what are you thinking?
I don't know. I'll take suggestions.
Who runs that shop there? Is it you or...
Oh, Jake does.
I have the lights. And she wants control. I'm like, you do everything else at this house. I get to keep one thing, the lights.
Jake has put his foot... Jake's put his foot down.
I let her do what she wants.
Jake's put his foot down on the relationship. Sorry to ask. I very tense. Okay.
I said, you have full say of everything else.
The Koobies run the house.
Give me the lights.
Calm down.
Yeah, geez. Wow, Jake.
You want lights of your own. Halo custom
lights. I got the lights.
Halo custom.
You do everything. I want to do something.
Koobies.
You want to talk about this?
The lights are mine.
We'll talk about this off air.
Bill's Thrills is next, an early break on the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.